Hannah's Candles is ranked among the top 5 candle manufacturers in the country. Thad Hannah, Vice President of Sales, takes us on a stroll through his 10-year-old 600,000-square-foot factory located in Fayetteville's Pastoral South Industrial District. Thad's brother, Bert Hannah, is president. He founded the company in 1988, making potpourri in his basement. As Bert's company expanded, Thad left a lucrative career as a financial analyst in 1989 with American Airlines to join him in the venture.
The rest is history. So we we were best friends, and we always wanted to work together, so it's worked out very well.
The Hannah families even live next to each other. Fred Hannah, their father, former mayor of Fayetteville and local businessman, passed away several years ago. Thad says he was raised an optimist. Aphorisms suggested by staff are lettered on office complex walls, which set a certain tone. 75 people are employed here and rotate tasks. Raw candle materials arrive by semi or train rail car on the northeast docks of the L-shaped complex, are blended, molded, packaged, and shipped across the country.
We have licensing agreements with Cathay Ireland, Cinnabon, and the Hershey's Company, which includes Jolly Ranchers, which have all been very good. We do private label for many companies, but you will find our product in Walmart, Walgreens, Kmart, Sears, most of your major retailers is who we sell to.
Floral, woodland, and delicious scented candles like Twizzler, Hershey Kisses, Almond Joy are made from proprietary blend of waxes, including soy.
We started experimenting with soy wax before it became popular, and we are probably one of the largest users of soy wax in the candle business in the United States. It's great for the American farmer. It also keeps our dollars in the United States.
The melted soy wax flows through specially fabricated heated stainless steel pipes high above our heads to various production stations. The brothers employ local ace mechanics and machine operators who keep the mostly German-made manufacturing machinery calibrated. And making consistent quality candle products is an art.
And so we have a great lab manager who takes a recipe. We have a recipe for every fragrance and type of candle that we have. So he takes a bill of materials, he builds, when he sees how big the run is gonna be, he determines exactly how many pounds of fragrance oil and colorant goes into that run. And we actually pipe the wax in from our tank farm to our filling heads, and we have them calibrated to put in the exact amount of fragrance oil and color right at the time that they're filled, and that way you don't have the expensive fragrance oil cooking off. This is a Cinnabon candle right here, and Cinnabon, if you ever travel in the airports and you see the cinnamon buns, it's a wonderful smell.
Wide rows of glass jars on conveyors pass beneath a hood that dispenses streams of fragrant hot wax. Next, wicks are dropped in. The conveyor slows a bit, allowing the wax to cool. Then another layer is added. The Cinnabon candle's Hannah's best seller. Several years back, it was widely reported that men's favorite scent is cinnamon vanilla notes. So that would explain things. And this factory is as clean as a bakery, all the wax carefully reclaimed or sold for reuse. And each day's schedule is different, keeping inventory low and sales high.
Production planning that dictates everything that we do. It just depends. We try to forecast for all of our big retailers so that we're methodical, because that's how you can become cost efficient.
Talk about your ADEQ compliance with regard to emissions, both inside and outside the factory.
Yeah, we've always worked, from the very beginning, we worked with OSHA to make sure that everything that we have is compliant. So we have a great safety record, and our insurance companies know how much time and energy we put running a safe company.
If you live in South Fayetteville, you may catch an occasional whiff of vented fruit fragrances, for example, grape or strawberry, used to make Hannah's Jolly Ranchers brand gel candles. The bright purple and berry red gels hold chunks of faux wax Jolly Ranchers floating around the wick, and they smell just like the hard candy. But Thad is most proud of their Cathay Ireland designer candles.
Well, Kathy Ireland has done a wonderful job. She used to be a Sports Illustrated model, and she now has $1.5 billion retail empire. We also have a license with Hershey's, and that includes Jolly Rancher, which has been one of our most popular candles. Almond Joy, we have Mounds, we have Twizzlers. So, and the thing is, when people, and those, a lot of those are in grocery stores, and a lot of the times a candle will be an impulse purchase. So you want to, what can draw someone's attention to a candle is something unique.
The output of Hannah's candles is just astonishing.
Right now we have the capacity to do about 100,000 candles a day. So we have the, we probably have more capacity in this factory than any other candle manufacturer in the U.S. And you have to, when you are able to deal with the largest retailers in the world. Walgreens has 7,500 locations. That's a lot of candles. You know, Walmart, depending on how many stores you're in, could have up to 3,000 locations. So you have got to be able to handle a large volume of candles in a short quantity of time to handle the largest the largest retailers in the country.
Hannah's also molds aromatherapy soy candles in apothecary jars, honeysuckle, lavender, and gardenia, and 15 other scents, and Timberwick, the company's newest line, which contains a slow-burning wooden wick. Wick making, by the way, is also a science. We enter a room where a large spool of raw wick slowly unwinds through a vat of hot wax, is cooled and sliced to length.
So this kind of gives you an idea right here. We prime our own wicks. So we bring them in from the wick manufacturer. But we want to control the wick wax. This is what we prime that wick. So we built this machine right here, that kind of like an old-fashioned candle where you dip and dip and dip. It runs it through this wax bath several times until we get the quality, and our engineers and our lab manager determines how much wax that takes to make the proper primed wick. It's very critical for a good burning candle.
Votive and pillar candle wicks are adjusted by hand. Outside the wick room, Hannah's most enduring employee works at her computer.
Linda Frederick. This coming year will be 24 years.
Another popular product are fruit jam candles filled with molded wax apple slices and strawberries. QVC featured Hannah's cranberry candle this fall. Today, workers are turning unscented wax krill granules into individual wax flowers to be floated into a spring line of gel candles. And while some candle companies have been shuttered, Hannah's continues to expand. But now it faces a new challenge. In January, it learned its mortgage financial, a derivative called an interest swap issued by Bank of America in 2005 during the real estate bubble, was out of kilter. Hannah saw the loan agreement as a hedge against rising interest rates on several of its properties, including the new factory. But Thad said the company's then CFO failed to understand the derivative was fixed for 10 years, not five. So when Hannah sought to refinance at a lower rate this past September, Bank of America filed suit November 10th to foreclose.
And we have never missed a payment. We've never even been late on a payment. And I know the number sounds big, but we have reduced the principal amount that we owe on this building, which is what I'm talking about, from $11.2 million down to $7.4 million in the last 5 years. We're reducing principal at the rate of $62,000 a month. Why would you buy interest rate protection for 10 years when your loan is only for 5 years? And when we discovered this discrepancy, now this swap payment, because interest rates have gone down, it costs us money. If it had gone the other way, we'd be making money. But our swap payment right now is $22,000 a month. We've never missed that swap payment. But when we asked the bank to explain to us why they did that, we can't get a straight answer. When they told us they would renew our loan in September for 1 year, but that we would have to sign a release that we would not hold them responsible for that 10-year swap. And we would not sign that release because we think They took advantage of us. We think they made a mistake.
Bad Hannah said his family will prevail. In the meantime, widespread foreclosure fraud is under investigation by over 49 state attorneys general. And Hannah's continues to branch out with a sister factory in Greenland, which manufactures garden products from recycled plastic. The frames and new line of faux stone garden pavers are being sold under the brand name Greenland Gardener and will be available next spring at a retailer near you, along with Hannah's fragrant and delicious candles. Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.